Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. My name is Kyle, and oh, there's a problem with Orion. Oh, geez. Oh, it's no good. You have Sarah, the girl that lives in the ghost teacup, to thank for this intro music, which I have no way to properly fade out, so I'm just going to kill it. And here we go. Yeah, Sarah sent us that to both me and Orion. She sent us an email that said, hey, you could use this as intro music sometime. I think you would like it as well. So, yeah, there you go, Sarah. It's not bad. It's okay. I don't know if it makes for suitable intro music or not, but there you go. Yeah, so there's a problem with Orion. He's not here, and that's not super unusual, but he's apparently not coming back at all, ever. And not only that, I had a part of me thought that sooner or later, Orion was going to probably quit the podcast. I mean, I wasn't sure of that or anything, but part of me kind of thought that that might happen. But this is not just that. This isn't like, because what I thought would happen is that eventually he would just get tired of doing it, or he'd be like, ah, I've just got too much other shit in my life, you know, with being a dad and everything. And that he would just decide he didn't want to do it anymore. That's not what happened. He doesn't want to be friends with me anymore. And I don't want to go into all the details of why that is. Because, well, I'll say this much. I'll say that I am a scumbag. And he is correct to be mad at me. So if anybody is thinking, man, that stupid Orion, what's his problem? Then put your pitchforks away. I am a scumbag. And he is right to be mad at me. However, in his big tirade of an email he sent me today where he told me not to bother contacting him back, I'm not the scumbag he thinks that I am. He's working with faulty information. So, and that's about as into it as I want to get, because if I got into it any more than that, a whole bunch of just a huge drama mess would come out, going back quite a while. But yeah, so he's not into me anymore, and he's not coming back. And yeah, so I don't know what that means for the show, and to some extent, I don't know what that means for my life. Because, I mean, depending on how he's handling this situation, he may not be the only friend that I lose. But you guys don't really care about that. The show, I don't know what it means for the show, because I've said before that if Orion ever left the show, I would keep doing it. And I do intend to keep doing it, but I think I have to figure some new format out or something, because it doesn't, these Kyle solo shows never work as well as the shows when Orion's here. People have made jokes about Orion being like the sidekick character. You know, he's just, even my dad making a weird jab at Orion for no reason, accused him of being my sidekick who just laughs at what I say and says, yeah. but that's not really the case. Like, there's definitely something there that when we do it together, it's better than if I do it by myself. Like, to a certain extent, I definitely was running the show, but it was always better when he was here. And I don't know how I'm going to work around that. I feel like I should say more about this, but like I said, I don't want to get into what the tiff is about. It's not a tiff. It's a friendship ruining altercation. And that's why he missed the last two episodes as well. Like, it's not something that just happened. It's something he's been stewing on, or that's been stewing with him, that that's why he missed the last two episodes. I don't know. Does somebody want to call in just so that I'm not talking to myself? Like, you don't have to say a ton. You don't have to worry. Like, this is going to be a weird show, because I'm in a weird mood over this whole thing. Like, I don't think I really know how to be like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, to really get like, like dramatically down like that. Like even when I get super depressed, oh, Bames is calling. Bames, how are you?
How are you, Kyle?
Oh, Flinus is calling too.
Question with a question.
I am great. Best day of my life, Bames.
So I owe somebody some kind of money, I think.
Oh, now Crafty Matt is calling in. Jesus, everybody's calling in.
I called it, though.
What did you call?
That I would call in first.
Oh, was that in the chat?
Dibs, rather. I called it.
Well, Bames did call it.
Yeah. You only called in first because you live in America and don't have the worst lag ever.
Yeah. True. Flinus. Yeah.
So true. Is everybody like super sad?
I am actually.
I'm intrigued, and I mean, I like Orion. I think he's nice. I'm gonna be less happy not hearing him.
I'm mostly sad that this will probably fuck with the show and it'll pod fade.
Well, I mean, that was happening already.
Yeah, we were already on a sweet pod fade.
Yeah. It's weird.
I don't know what to do with it. Like, I really feel like I should have something to say about it, but I don't know. Like, it sucks. I'm not happy about it.
I totally, like, I've had situations similar to this, and I totally understand any desire to not get into it because it would make this episode probably worse. But
well, in terms of pure entertainment value, it would probably make the episode better. But like for people who don't have anything invested in it other than listening to it, but it would get ugly. It would get real ugly real fast if we started dishing it all out. And I don't want to do that because I actually am the bad guy in this situation. The only bone of contention I have with it is that he has been lied to about what it is that he thinks I did. And
I'm going to have to like start making up stories about what this is.
I think you should. It should become legend.
I know Kyle had sex with Oldie. That's a thing. That could be it.
What?
Is that it?
What other theories? What other theories?
Kyle drank Orion's last can of Jolt Cola. And made fun of his e-cigarette.
All right, I'm going to have to cut that part out because that was what it was.
Okay.
yeah, okay, so I added Sarah to the line, too. Sarah, how are you, girl?
Good, how are you?
Great. Did you hear that I played your intro music?
Yeah,
I thought Kyle made that at first, and I was like, wow, this depression's really getting to him.
is that your favorite band, Cruella?
No, it's not my favorite, but I thought you'd like it because I was listening to old episodes, and you said you like that kind of almost like sounds like a voice kind of thing.
I think I do. Kind of thing. I hadn't listened to it at all until I played it as the intro music because that's what you said in the email, and I got the email when I was at work, and then I never listened to it. But from what I heard when I tried to play it as the intro music, I actually think I probably would like it, but I haven't given it a real shot.
Yeah. So is that
okay?
And Flinus, I disagree with the connection you have with me.
What's that?
Ghost Princess.
What did you say?
I disagree with Flinus's connection with
Ghost. Oh, you're not. Okay, yeah.
I'm not Ghost Princess.
Okay, let's get into the real drama that's been going on recently. Flinus accused Sarah of being Ghost Princess from Adventure Time. Flinus, what do you have to say for yourself? I think that was incredibly rude and uncalled for.
You are Ghost Princess. Your voices are identical. And you're both like graveyards. That's enough evidence for me. You're both like graveyards and your voices are identical.
Ghost Princess doesn't like graveyards. She lives in a graveyard. It's her neighborhood. She's trying to get out of it, actually. She's like, she needs to find her cause of death to get away from it.
Well, still, you both hang out in graveyards, so it counts.
Crafty Matt.
Okay.
Crafty Matt.
Yes.
You were trying to say something a minute ago. What were you saying?
Oh, well, the conversation went to the children.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say, I mean, this podcast can get really dark really fast.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, one time we talked about a guy who exercises and is retarded.
That's arguably pretty dark, I mean, the way it was discussed.
There could be any number of things that you could be accused of doing. And just the fact that you're on the podcast and maybe not in jail right now rules out several of them, including...
Not necessarily.
Maybe.
Somebody maybe, has to turn me in for murder for me to be in jail.
Well, this is true. You know, things like that. But
killed Orion and he's a vengeful ghost.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he sent me a ghost email. He was like, "It wasn't cool when you killed me, bro."
Gmail.
Yeah, but, ghost email, yeah, Gmail.
The fact that you said that he's been chewing over this for the past couple of weeks rules out the fact that he did not, it rules out the fact that it wasn't last week's episode that put him over the edge.
Did you think it was?
Well, no. I mean, just, you know, maybe he just got, I guess people were saying that, oh, maybe it's just he's tired of, you know, your cruelty or whatever. So that, I mean, that's kind of lame and all of that kind of stuff.
I am a villain.
I'm thinking it either has something to do with Aldi, or it has something to do with Leland.
Or Black Paul. And
I shoved Leland back Paul. In Aldi. I took him and
Leland
I...
Leland and Aldi, and one of those things is what is not true.
That I shoved Leland back in Aldi?
But, well, no. But it's just... And you don't necessarily, and I agree with what you're saying, you don't have to go into it, because, I mean, quite honestly, here's the thing. If you go into it here, Orion has no forum to go into it himself.
Well, that's not the, I mean, that is a,
literal forum.
That is
well, he does.
That is a reason I wouldn't go into it, but the main reason I wouldn't go into it is because if I were to go into it, part of that would entail defending myself, and in defending myself, I would drag up a whole bunch of stuff, and it just would get really, 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 really gross.
Right. No, and I agree. However, that being said, don't go the way, and the reason that I called was, don't go the way of Whiskey Thursday.
I think you're misunderstanding what happened on Whiskey Thursday, by the way.
No. I
how do you think that show ended?
Didn't John Paul just kind of decide he was sick of it?
He didn't want to make Whiskey Boys anymore.
He didn't want to do the Dicks and Cum show anymore.
He kind of got tired of fighting, you know, and he got tired of doing it, and I understand all that. But what I'm saying is don't
start up an anime podcast and do that exclusively.
Yeah, don't get sick of doing it.
Don't do that. But as far as what you could... As far as what you could do, and something that you guys, both Orion and you, got away from was the Twitter, the Facebook, and the voicemails.
Yeah, you said that before. The thing is, people can still do that.
I understand, but as far as a format goes, you used Orion almost like a soundboard, where you would just throw stuff off of him, and he would react to it. And I think if you were to answer emails, you were to answer like voicemails and stuff like that, I think that you could use that as something to bounce your ideas off of. And you could probably keep a show going for maybe an hour, hour and a half. Certainly not as long as some of the last episodes have been.
Maybe. The problem I have with doing a solo, like a true solo show,
it would suck.
Well, it would say, I mean, it could potentially be okay, but it would suck. I get really in my head. Like, I feel like I'm talking to a wall. Like, I don't feel like I'm talking to anybody if I'm just sitting here talking by myself, and I get really inside my own head and start worrying like, is this even any good at all? And then it gets worse because of that.
Well, your other suggestion, which you have never done, is take a caller, talk to them for 5 minutes,
and then hang up on them
and ditch them.
Yeah, I've done a little tiny bit of that.
Or listeners to actually sustain more than like 20 minutes of that.
Well, again, yeah, I understand. But, like, and no offense, Salinas, but when Salinas is hanging on the line and he's talking and you can hear the clicking of the mouse, it makes for annoying
fucking clicking. Just made me want to kill him.
Is it really bad? Like the clicking of the mouse?
Crafty Matt says so.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to touch my mouse.
I mean, anyway. Noisy calls are bad. So if there's a shit ton of mouse clicking, then yeah, that's bad. What I would say, though, Flinus, is just don't play video games while you're on the line. Because that's what annoys the shit out of me, is when all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm being chased by a goblin. Like, nobody cares. But that's it. Other than that, like, whatever.
Yeah. So, that was it. Those are my suggestions. I'm done now.
I don't know. Like, I haven't had enough time to think about it. Like, I don't know if I should try to get... I saw Bames talking about calling dibs on being the co-host and stuff. I don't know if I should try to have somebody be permanent replacement co-host or what I should do. I don't know yet.
Okay, dipping into real talk for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, I show up for every show.
No, yeah, I know.
If I don't want to invite myself in any way because that's rude, but if you need a co-host ever, I am on the line.
No, I figured, and that's awesome. I just don't know. I just don't know yet. I don't know, and like I said, I said this was going to be a weird show, and it is, because I mean, I've got stuff, but I don't, I feel like the whole thing should somehow be about Orion not being on the show anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot to say about it. I do want to say that, like I said before, I want to stress the idea that, like, people shouldn't be mad at Orion.
Yeah, that's the first thing that's in my show notes.
Because I think that's important, because he's mad at me, and like I said, he has every right to be mad at me. There are things that I did that he's mad at me for, but then there's also, like, the worst things that he thinks I did. It didn't happen. but I am a scumbag. I did do bad stuff. So he's justified. So don't be mad at him.
But it's hard to tell if he's justified, because we don't know what you did.
Well, trust me on it. I'm telling you. Why would I tell you he's justified and that I'm a scumbag? It would be so much easier for me, especially since I'm not divulging any details, to just be like, you know what? Fuck him. He's an asshole and he's full of shit. Screw him. I don't need him anyway. That would be the easiest route for me to take, and it's just not accurate. It's not true.
Yes.
He punched a hole in his theory.
What are your favorite Orion moments? We can make it a tribute.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay, I was thinking about this, actually. You should make... I was, like, cursing the fact that there's little video of Orion. So what I think you should use for the video in this idea that I have is those clips of him doing magic tricks on YouTube on a loop. And then in the background, you should have... like audio of him saying quotes, and then also it's something unpredictable. In the end, that's right. I hope you had the time of your life, and that's the send-off.
Mariachi theme.
What if I used there we go. Sorry, my headphones were going out in one ear. What if I used that Mad World song that they used to make everything sad?
Like it's a mad world.
Hold on. I'll find it. Here, Gary Jules. Of course, it starts with something that isn't music.
I feel like a school bell is a really common start to a song like that.
Here we go. Orion's doing magic tricks. Rape him! Around me are
familiar faces. Oh, yeah.
Worn out places. Worn out faces, bright and early for the daily.
R.I.P. in peace, Orion.
Going nowhere.
I think Sean Ryan just asked me if he can call. Yeah, go ahead. promises. No. We were having a moment.
So you're going to have a bunch of different songs spliced in there. One of them can be like, I'm only a man with a something. I don't remember.
Somewhere in there it should be,
yeah.
I'm walking on sunshine.
I'm taking a chance to escape what's inside me. I think Orion likes that band.
Okay.
I forget what they're even called.
Hi, Sean Ryan.
Hey, Sean.
So hi, this Venus. Is a two-part call for Sean. First off, us shaming him publicly.
I know. I'm sorry I haven't called in a while. I've been busy in a corner crying myself to sleep.
Oh,
wondering why
no.
Everyone won't marry me. And just digging shards of glass into my arm.
Oh.
But I'm better now. That is true.
Well, that's good. You sought help?
I tasted the delicious schadenfreude of your suffering. I thought I would join in.
Okay.
So I would like to suggest, along with those other musical ideas, to have Sarah McLachlan's In the Arms of an Angel.
Oh, yeah. And I'll splice in video of Orion doing magic tricks, audio clips from the show, and pictures of sad dogs. Yeah. That's perfect, yeah.
Like a slow motion, like poorly slowed down video, like it's really framey of that cow truck tipping over.
And then the cow that had its face torn off by the train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the arms.
Oh, I forgot about that cow that had its face torn off. That was great.
Yeah. So, Sean, if you like M so much, why aren't you guys married?
That's what I've been saying, man. I don't know. Maybe you guys can make a good case for me.
Poor M. I actually feel kind of bad now because she's like, I can't call in anymore because I don't have enough defenses.
That's the real tragedy.
Yeah, so that's really what I was experiencing from last episode. It's like, oh, Kyle's making fun of me. Oh, whoopty shit. But then, like, just it was going on for an hour of just ganging up on M. It's like, oh.
Well, I kept expecting her to just, like, I guess she's right in that she doesn't have enough defenses because, like, if somebody was doing that same thing to me, they wouldn't keep getting bits of information. And that's what I thought was so weird was like, that's why I thought it was so funny, I guess, is because it was working. Like Moody's like asking all these questions and she's answering them.
Yeah. She doesn't want to seem rude to you and also back down and you know, she's tough. She's a tough gal.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
she'll
yeah.
Find it out.
But there's
but
no,
at the same
like,
time, she's worried that all this crap will get back to me and I'll be all pissed. And then suddenly yeah. I'll have a wedge for like between all of us.
Yeah. I am good at driving
make her
wedges.
Know the back of your hand.
Oh man, you guys, anybody of you happen to see my brief spat with my mom on Facebook? Speaking of driving wedges.
Didn't. I hope that's
ooh.
I'm looking
ooh, this sounds
up.
Interesting.
Okay,
we
while
get
we're
some drama tonight.
While we're in the interlude between dramas, I saw that the title card you have for the Ustream, and I actually laughed because I made something earlier but didn't send it to you because I thought it might be slightly insensitive.
Well, I saw it. I actually saw it because okay. IR Noirs sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, he linked you. Okay, yeah. I'll put it in the stream chat.
Okay.
He truly was a gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh, God, HTTP. Okay, I'll correct this link and then post it again.
Yours is funnier than mine.
Yeah.
What is with this HTTPS thing?
It's what Twitter does because you can't turn off HTTPS. Okay?
Just put the colon back in there.
I suppose you could remove the S when you paste it into the chat.
Yeah, I forgot. I will do that again. You babies. Jesus.
They don't know about no colons.
This is not helping your case becoming the co-host, Bams.
Well, I'm learning.
You're fired already.
Gonna have to learn the ropes. Alas.
Got him.
Has everybody seen Bames' hilarious picture?
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm getting ready to go live tonight. I, you know, make posts saying, like, we're going to go live at midnight. And then, like, half an hour before the show, I'm like, we're going to go live in half an hour. Well, tonight I said... and I actually screwed this up a little bit. I kind of typoed or whatever. I said less than half an hour until my live suicide. what I meant to say, I think I was going to say until I kill myself. And then instead I said until my live suicide, but I left the I in there.
You were just in such a hurry going down to the store to get some Drano.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then I said, JK, hashtag JK suicide is for fags, which hashtags
and
actually work on.
You misspelled fags.
Nope, that's how it's spelled, with a Z. So then the first comment on it is from my mom, and it says, that is not funny.
So this appeared on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at this.
Yeah. And then, so I responded, my mom said, that is not funny. And I said, it made me giggle. And then I said, maybe you meant the I part. That's actually pretty embarrassing. And then she said, no, I mean the suicide part. I'm worried about you when you joke about this crap. And then I said, we should probably fight about it. And then she said, no need.
Love your dukes.
You don't respect anything I have to say anyway. I'm out, sad face.
I always love the use of an emoticon with an actual serious emotional statement.
Yeah.
That one makes me like upset because you gave your mom the best opportunity to just actually be nice. Like you said, we should probably fight about it. And I mean, did she think you were being serious?
I don't know. I don't know what she thinks. But my last response was a winky face.
Yeah. I don't know. That bums me out.
I just
Ryan leaving.
It was a funny. It's,
you're right. He should have used the winky face with the tongue sticking out as well.
It's funny timing to me. Like I'm not bothered by this series of Facebook posts from my mom, but it's funny timing to me. Like if she saw this post, she probably saw the post about how Orion and I aren't friends anymore. And then she's less than half an hour until my live suicide. JK, suicide is for fags, and she's like. This is the time to be the wettest blanket ever.
Oh.
I don't appreciate your use of the F word.
I apologize.
Censor off.
Censor off.
You mean fight?
Oh, no, you can't.
Yeah, I can't, apparently. I don't know why. The censor off doesn't work tonight in the chat.
Everything's falling apart.
Everything's falling apart, man.
Michael Corrigan probably doesn't even listen. What's he going to do?
Yeah.
See, that's what you were saying about how your mom is more worried about your joking about suicide than, you know, the whole thing going on with you and Orion. That's the thing that kind of irritates me with people talking in the chat and calling in. Everyone's asking, what's going to happen to the show? What's going to happen to the show? Fuck you.
It's no.
Like, it's just a fucking podcast.
No.
What really
that's,
happened here?
No,
like
this Kyle, is a art.
Kyle has pretty much lost one of his closest friends and admits it's his fault. And you guys are just worried about how this affects you, of what you're going to listen to every week?
Because he won't tell me why.
Sean, the show is bigger than the both of us.
Oh, my God.
It's more important.
I didn't understand the scope of this.
No, I don't blame anybody for that, though. Like, I mean, what are you, like, we're not all best friends. What are you supposed to, like, get all choked up because something you don't fully understand happened and it's probably sad for me? Like,
also, like,
I just acknowledge this. Just, it feels shitty.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about that.
Like, oh, I hope Kyle's okay. We all really like Orion, but you're not giving me anything to go off, man.
Yeah. Well, no, I so fully expect.
I'm not blaming you for anything. I'm blaming Sean for
pointing it out to you.
I think what Sean's
stupid.
I think what Sean's saying is somewhat valid, but I don't blame anybody for that being their response. Like that makes sense to me. It's a show that you listen to. Yeah. Like that would make sense to me to be your biggest concern about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like it's just a podcast, but you're also a human being, sir.
Sure, but at least not that I've seen.
Some object
podcast meat.
Yeah, quit objectifying me.
Patriarchy.
But at least as far as I've seen, nobody's been like real mean about it or anything. Like they've been like, oh no, I hope this, like they're concerned about what it means for the show, but they're not like, fuck you, Kyle, you idiot. You ruined the show by scaring Orion away.
Yeah. I can kind of see it being a passive way of asking of like, trying to figure out the concern with you. It's like, so how's the show? And like the subtext is, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah. And it is like buddy. Bames was saying, it is my own fault because I'm not going to, like, what are we going to talk about? I'm not going to divulge anything more than what I already have, so...
Yeah.
So, like, being like, are you okay? Like, yes, kind of. So...
You're a survivor, Kyle.
Vincent Suave says it has something to do with Black Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to assume it had to do with the graphic of faggots last week more than the actual podcast.
Yep, that's what it was. Orion didn't appreciate being lumped in with me in our faggot group.
Yeah, and he was speaking with your mom, and she didn't approve either. And
yep.
I really like the idea that Orion and your mom are colluding.
They're in cahoots. Yeah, you're right.
From this podcast just drew them closer.
You're right, Kyle's mom. He is going off the deep end. He has no respect for human life. He murdered my baby. Oh, no, I let the beans spill. Oh, sorry, guys.
Derp.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yeah, I murdered his baby.
Eh, good riddance.
Well, I like manslaughtered his baby. It wasn't on purpose.
It was in self-defense?
Yes, it was. I was standing my ground.
Baby had a gun.
Yeah.
See, and an Arizona iced tea.
Yeah, he had some Skittles. He jumped me.
Came at you with the knife.
He pounded my head into the concrete a few times, and then I shot him, and he flew into the air. And he flew to the moon. And that's where he is to this day.
And he became the first man on the moon, and Orion was jealous.
Yeah. I want someone to create fan art of Kyle Shoryukening a baby.
To the moon?
Sure, there can be a moon.
Yeah.
And then someone has to Photoshop Jackie Gleason's face on him.
Jackie Gleason?
Oh my God, Fleenus, how do you know who that is?
Is that the right name?
1980s yes. Television.
That's a deep cut for a 14-year-old boy.
I know, I'm shocked. I'm impressed, really.
A deep cut as if it came from a sharp boomerang. I'm out of jokes.
Yeah, it's all just
podcast.
Just say the word boomerang, best joke ever.
I'm more fond of didgeridoo.
Didgeridon't.
Yeah, didgeridoo-doo, more like.
Yeah. It's
poop.
Didgeri-poop, didgeri-crap, didgeri...
poop, like, come on.
Didgeri-stool.
Didgeri-manure.
Oh, snap.
Didgeri-droppings. Okay.
Ruined it.
You guys want to hear about whales? They're still dumb.
Okay.
Oh, this is bringing back memories.
They're still the dumbest of the animals.
I'm actually pretty sad right now.
I thought horses were the dumbest of the animals.
No, I mean, horses are the most torturable of the animals.
Yeah, horses have the face. Crafty Matt back on the line?
Who's that other voice?
That's Crafty Matt. Yeah, he's back on the line.
It's like an episode of Alpha Counter.
He pops in and out when he wants.
Has Alpha Counter come back yet?
You should go to alphacounter.com.
Thank you.
And I can hear you going right now.
With your mechanical fucking keyboard.
So that's what my URL sounds like.
God damn it.
Is it back, Fleenus? Fleenus, is it back?
Yeah, because I need to know. So. Okay.
It is. I'm okay with this.
He can't tell because we have different calendars.
Actually, the way our calendars work, we do have this in different calendars.
Mm-hmm.
Today over here is 9/11, the 9th of November. We have day, then month, then year. You have it month, then day, then year.
You're blowing my mind here, Fleenus. You're blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Every day is 9/11 in Australia. It might as well be. Because it's bad over there.
It's just a tragedy. A daily tragedy.
Oh, I actually saw a news story. Apparently, New Zealand has been rated the freest country on the planet.
You moving there?
No.
Why not?
Look it up. It was on New York Times.
Fleenus, why not?
Because.
He hates Kiwis.
No, it's free, dude.
It's not there. Like you need the money.
He hates freedom.
Yeah, he is a terrorist. It's 9/11 every day.
Yep. There. You've seen the Facebook photo. Oh my God, LOL.
I think it was on my Facebook.
So you don't have Facebook.
I do have Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I do have Facebook. That's where I saw the thing. It was posted by that guy who was on the line a bit ago.
Who posted the thing? That was amazing.
Yeah, he posted the thing that I saw about Well, he shared the thing
that
I saw.
It was that guy who was on Facebook who posted the thing.
No, it was that guy who was on the show last week who posted the thing.
Hold on, let me find it.
Fleenus.
What?
Do Are you under the bizarre impression that links need to be clicked on 15 or 16 times?
No.
I assume that's your mouse that I heard going. I can't even do it loud enough.
The nervous twitch.
That wasn't actually me.
Was that your mouse that I heard going?
Is that your mouse that I heard going?
Where is it? Are you still looking for an article about how free New Zealand is?
Yes.
Nobody cares.
You gotta have that stuff locked and loaded, dude.
I was about to tell you about how stupid whales are, and you want to talk about New Zealand?
Kyle, tell me.
Go ahead. Let's talk about whales.
Yeah.
They're real dumb, guys. Whales.
How dumb are they?
Well, I mean, we talked about it in the past. Whales are the dumbest guys. They beach themselves, and when you try to push them back in the water, they turn right around and beach themselves again because they're fucking idiots.
Weird dicks.
They sometimes forget that they're whales, and they'll jump onto a boat. They pretty much just swim and eat all day. That's pretty much all they got going. And this news story...
But they sing such beautiful songs.
Oh, yeah.
They live in the water, yet they need to breathe air.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of the dumbest guys. So I saw a news article the other day on realnews24.com. Gray whale dies, bringing us a message with stomach full of plastic trash. Whales are so dumb, they're eating plastic.
The message is, man, this plastic is terrible.
Yeah. The message is, we're the
sign for it.
We don't care if it's food or not, we'll fucking eat it. A sperm whale was stranded on Terschelling, a northern island in the Netherlands. A rescue attempt was attempted. Good writing. But unfortunately, the whale died. A young adult at 13.5 meters was taken for a necropsy at the port of Harlington. The sperm whale had plastic in its stomach, an increasingly common phenomenon, say researchers at the Biodiversity Center Naturalis. So a whale beached itself for something and died, and then they were like, oh, well, let's root around in his stomach and figure out what he's been eating. And it was plastic. It was like all...
I think they found a bunch of, like, Burger King cups.
It was... plastic. So they really do just swim around and eat, and they don't even, they're not even paying attention.
They just swim with their mouths open.
Yeah, and they just, exactly. They just suck shit up. Do they seriously not know the difference between tasty morsels and plastic? They just,
it's like when a children runs through a cloud of flies with his mouth open.
Wait. When a children
runs through a cloud of flies, a common occurrence,
mm-hmm.
with his mouth open.
Okay.
I was just thinking about how whale song sounds like a short bus that's stuck on the shoulder of a road in the summer sun with a frogan tie.
Sorry. I described it previously as a retard falling down a well.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are not uncommon incidents. In 1989, a stranded sperm whale in the Lavezzi Islands of the Tyrrhenian Sea died of a stomach obstruction after accidentally ingesting plastic bags and 100 feet of plastic sheeting. So it's not like they're swimming along and, oops-a-daisy, I gobbled down a little piece of plastic, same size as some plankton or whatever. They're gobbling up large sheets of plastic. Big, huge sheets of plastic.
Well, you know, I mean, that plastic floating around, it looks an awful lot like a tasty squid.
Mm-hmm. Sperm whale washed up in Point Reyes, California, with 450 pounds of fishing net, rope, and plastic bags in its stomach. 450 pounds!
Of rope. I like to imagine, like, they, when you recycle, like, plastics, they just take them down to the old plant where they mix them up into, like, the slurry, and then they just pour it right into a whale's mouth.
They should! Blowhole. They should! That's where it's going anyway!
Yeah.
They love
it. Captain Ahab had this whole thing all wrong. He was chasing after Moby Dick with a harpoon gun. He should have just... rolled up with a couple wheelbarrows full of 2 liters and bubble wrap.
Yeah. Just dump it in. It's the best bait for whales. They love it. They fucking love it. It's like catnip.
And they don't know any better because none of them have lived to tell the tale of mm-hmm. how plastic's actually not good to eat.
This isn't funny, guys.
I passed it all along.
I lost my mom to a plastic bottle. She ate it. And it really blocked her up and she died.
No, it got stuck around her neck. And
she- that happens to like ducks. And that's dumb too.
It'd be funny if it happened to a whale though.
Animals are so fucking dumb. Like, you better cut up your six pack rings so a fucking duck doesn't get his head caught in it. Like, so he doesn't look stupid.
Like,
what is he gonna do? He's not gonna choke to death on those plastic rings unless he's the dumbest guy. And how does he get his head stuck in there in the first place? Like, what fucking weird game was he playing where he got it, where he put his head through there?
Yeah, I mean, okay, my dog, I've tried for the 8 years that I've had my dog to get something around her neck that wasn't like a collar because I thought it would be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And anything that is loose enough to fit on there without like pliers, like really fitting it on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like she just pushes it off.
Yeah, exactly. So if it can fit, like if it could fit down over their head by accident, then there's no way that they can't get it back off. If they can't get it back off, this fucking idiot duck was trying to get that ring over its stupid head. It was like pulling it down.
This is where I want to encourage natural selection. Not so much to kill off stupid ducks, but I want to see the one day where the ducks actually defeat this thing.
Have you seen that turtle that looks like it's wearing a corset because it's got one of those rings around it? And it like it got it on there when it was really little and then it grew up.
Sexy turtle.
In it.
Yeah.
It seems so sad, this poor turtle. Like it was just a baby and it swam into the plastic rings and then it couldn't get them off and it
stayed there for 8 years.
First of all, what was like it doing? 50. What was it doing? Was this perfectly suspended in a lake or a river or something and it swam through it like it was playing Star Fox? or did it wriggle its way into it like a fucking idiot? And again, if it was small enough to fit in it, how did it not get it back off?
Yeah, well, happy ending. Like, it's a Victoria's Secret also, model now.
I mean, I'm coming up with a joke here about the turtle being shaped like an hourglass, and that's a metaphor for time because they are slow.
Turtles in time.
Turtles in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Turtles in time. That's the joke. I just captioned that photo with turtles in time.
You just might make co-host yet, Bames.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to make it so that I don't have to do that.
I'm keeping a little tally sheet here, putting pro and con points on Bames as co-host.
So when you do become co-host, are you still going to do the notes?
I don't know if I'm going to do them anyways.
I'm just going to give Bames more and more responsibilities.
Yeah.
And no pay.
Bames, if Linus gets a higher score than you.
If I become co-host and like I have any... Like, that will give me some semblance of confidence that I can be on the show and have things to say on the show. So I'll start writing things down. So, like, I will have no lack of funny topics.
Wow, you're really selling yourself.
Yeah.
I should...
Kyle.
You should write up a resume. We should have co-host tryouts, like American Idol.
I think we should have an election.
Oh, yeah, let's make it Democratic.
Oh, yeah, Zaku Ace is right. I need to do more podcasts. I should probably do this more.
You should start a fourth and maybe even a fifth podcast.
I know. One for every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I'll fuck it.
Well, I mean...
No, I'm trying to expand on the idea. Like, look, why settle for five?
Oh, okay. I thought you were just confirming it.
What's that, Matt?
I said, being as you're going to be employmentally challenged soon.
Eh, maybe.
Oh, are you getting...
Well, probably, yeah.
You getting fired? I know there's been a lot of... I've seen you talking about, you know, layoffs and stuff at work.
Yeah, things are not looking good at IBM. It's looking like sometime between now and the end of the year, they're just going to shut the building down.
Then you can be my fun, unemployed Twitter friend instead of M.
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
I've always wanted to be M.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Always wants to be insider. He's talking about wearing a skin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly it.
You know how Sean's always talking about wanting to be insider.
Yeah.
Want to wear her like all day.
Every time Sean posts anything to Twitter, it ends with hashtag inside M. Hashtag up in them guts.
That's the grossest euphemism, by the way.
Up in them guts.
I hate that. Yeah.
Let me get up in them guts.
It's pretty gross.
Up in them kidneys.
Yeah. Like, it does sound like you're like displacing vital organs when you're doing that. Getting up in them guts. Like you put your whole head up there and everything's just kind of shoved to the side.
I'm picturing you have your hand up to your elbow and you just want to go a couple inches more.
Girl, I want to treat you like a Muppet.
I like that Muppet was your
a meat puppet.
Yeah. That's what that stands for, Muppet. They're all actually filled with meat.
Grotesque.
Underneath that felt exterior.
I had a nightmare like that once when I was a child.
That Kermit the Frog was filled with meat?
No, it was weirder.
Was it like Soylent Green, like you suddenly found out that they're made of meat and you were screaming it in the streets?
This is meat.
So, you know the Toys R Us mascot Jeffrey the Giraffe?
He's made of meat.
Full of meat.
Yeah, so I had a dream that there was like a guy in the Jeffrey the Giraffe suit and some other dude like ran up and just started stabbing him and like this weird meat stuff just started oozing out of the costume.
Just giblets and gravy.
I've never been one to subscribe to the teachings of Sigmund Freud.
It gets worse. So, like, then the crazy guy starts eating the meat stuffs in front of me, and then he kind of turns into a new Jeffrey the Giraffe costume guy.
Oh, man.
And I figured that's how that happens.
It's like the Santa Claus. You have to kill Santa and it's take like his clothes.
Consume him.
Yeah.
It's more like Highlander.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a quickening, only you have to actually eat their flesh and bring them inside you.
That is the African quickening. Thing.
Oh yeah, I had bizarre dreams as a child.
I think we all dreamed about stabbing a giraffe at some point,
and becoming it.
Yeah,
and becoming it. Yeah,
presumably stabbing a giraffe because you are jealous of it.
Yeah, fucking sexy giraffe, getting all the girls,
skinny bitches.
Because Sean is girl crazy.
I would assume that the knife is a metaphor that I want to fuck Jeffrey Giraffe.
Yeah, that's
weirder.
I guess that's the Freudian way to look at it, but...
And then eat him.
Eat him out.
The idea of stabbing as, like, a metaphor for penetration with a dick is really funny to me. Like, I would never relate the two if nobody else had ever said anything about it.
And the giraffe is a metaphor for...
My long dick.
Women.
Yeah.
I mean...
Women, for sure.
Yeah.
I am girl crazy.
Sean's pretty girl crazy. Sean, do you want to talk about your girl craziness?
If you want.
You are pretty girl crazy.
Bring it.
I'm not. There's nothing to be brought in. It's just, I listen to your show sometimes, and the way you talk about girls.
Oh, yeah.
It is like kind of like, man, I really need me a girl.
It's not so much I really need me a girl. The times that I bring up like the girl regret of like why I don't talk to someone, it's first of all, that's just like anecdotal. Those aren't all the girl stories that I have, but I figure it's either something that could be funny, something self-deprecating, maybe something I can pass along. But it's not so much God, I need a girl, but it's just one of those situations where there's something that I want or that I'm attracted to that's within my reach, and I could at least reach for it, but then I don't. And it's like, then it's definitely my fault. It's like, oh, man.
But my favorite, though, is that Kyle's perception of you is, I was throwing something away in the garbage at McDonald's, and I bumped into a girl, and shit, I forgot to ask her to bury me.
Well, I actually like Kyle's cartoon renderings of my experiences.
I don't think that's that cartoonish. I forget the specific example, but I'm pretty sure I've heard you say something like, I saw a girl at a coffee shop and, why didn't I ask her out?
No, it was from a few episodes ago that I did with Chuck where I came out of some taco joint and I walked two blocks and this really cute girl asked me where that same taco joint was. And... In hindsight, I should have said, well, tell you what, I'll take you there myself.
No!
And then start a conversation.
No!
That's not, no.
That's crazy talk. No.
It works.
What are you, a pua now? Are you peacocking?
I guess.
You got to neg
there's
the girls.
There's girls around for me to a white knight at the moment.
You got to neg the girls, Sean.
Last week.
You got to neg them. That's what I was doing to M, trying to steal your girl.
Oh, yeah. Get some wet.
Mm-hmm. They love it when you talk down to them. No, but that's crazy. Like you just saw a girl and, God, what I should have done is inserted myself into her day because I thought she was cute. Inserted
myself into her.
Well, all up in them guts, yeah.
Well, no, it's like, you see how broken up I am about it. It's anecdotal enough to bring up on the podcast. It's a nice story, but otherwise,
it's fine. It's just that, that's not like a logical progression. Like, I should have taken her to the taco joint. Is not like, that's not something you should be kicking yourself over, because that would have been a weird thing for you to do.
I guess. I've already forgotten.
Well, I don't think you.
I didn't even remember it until you brought it up last week.
What was that, Matt?
I said, I don't think he was kicking himself. Like he said, and I'm not defending the old man. I mean,
well, you can. I mean, you can. I'm not intending to attack the old man.
No, I'm just saying that I think it was more an anecdote in the story, but I do think it's funny though that when Sean does tell his stories, and it is interpreted that way. But you know, when you go to a bar, you see a girl there drinking a drink, and you walk up to them and you say, "Hey, what are you drinking?" And you buy them a drink. Sean just happens to
do
that at a taco shop instead of a bar.
I've said before that I actually think the meeting people at bars thing is also crazy. Like, yeah. It's just as weird. The bottom line of the whole, I don't know, it's not really an issue. Like, it's not like whatever. But the bottom line of the whole thing is that the idea that you saw a girl that was cute, knew nothing else about her, and thought I should get to know her because I thought she was cute. Yeah. And I saw her in a place where it would be completely unnatural for me to suddenly become a person in her life. Like, that whole thing is weird. Like, it's not actually, it's kind of socially acceptable, but it's not actually natural at all to walk up to a girl you saw in a bar because you thought she was cute and, like, suddenly, like try to get to know her because you were both in the same building that serves alcohol. That's weird.
I suppose not, but if you guys are at a party or something like that and you see a girl across the room, you're going to go over and you're going to talk to her.
Well, that's a little bit different because that's, like, that's what a party is.
But a bar is a manufactured party, but it's still a party.
Yeah, but it's usually only like creeps and desperate people that actually go to the bar for that reason. Most people show up with friends and they hang out with their friends, and they have no intention of meeting new people at the bar. That's not why most people go to the bar.
So a group of
if it helps, I'm kind of seeing someone now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is she Jewish?
No, she's Venezuelan.
She's what?
She's from Venezuela.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Exotic.
It's just as bad.
It's just as bad. Good one, Fleenus. I'm putting a tally in your pros for you being co-host.
No, that would be a
shame. That would be the best show ever, actually.
Fleenus and Kyle?
Yeah.
Every week.
Like, legit.
It would be Fleenus, Kyle, and Fleenus's mouse clicks.
Yeah. And keyboard, don't forget that.
Never ever told you about the mouse clicks.
And Steam.
God, I hate them.
So how's your...
We would have to have a weekly Steam, update.
Oh, Steam sale roundup. We round up all the stuff that was on sale on Steam for that day.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Fleenus, submit your segment ideas to me formally. In an email, send it to me 3 times so it's in triplicate.
I feel like if Matt ever like went to a psychologist and they did like a word association test, if someone said mouse, he would just go like, "It's the boy."
So, Sean, how's your Venezuelan girl?
She's pretty cool. It's interesting that English is not her first language, so we're kind of
getting into
that.
Makes her easier to control.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, the thing is, she speaks English really well, but she's really self-conscious about it. She keeps calling it her Tarzan English. I feel bad.
That's actually pretty funny.
But it's like, no, you speak fine. Every now and then she'll have trouble trying to find the word for something, but otherwise, the really the only thing that's kind of weird is that when you're speaking a language that's not familiar to you, you get the vocabulary and you get the grammar and all that, but you don't get like the cadence and the inflections and all that. So she sounds, whenever she speaks, she just sounds really blunt.
I bet she also doesn't get any of your puns.
No, no, that's, I have to keep those holstered.
You have to break it off right now.
Oh, I know.
Did you, where'd you meet her? Were you in line at the bank?
No, met her online.
Well, I would think that would actually be a reasonable place to meet a Venezuelan woman would be a taco shop.
Yeah,
oh, no, she hates Mexico.
Venezuela, Mexico, it's all the same.
It yeah. is literally the same place.
You know what?
Show me the line separating them.
You should tell her that next time you see her. Mexico, Venezuela, same place. See how far that gets you.
What is Brazil?
So are you guys officially an item?
Not really. We've only been out twice, going out for the third time on Sunday.
Wow, a third date. That's pretty...
It's really just the first time I've been with someone that I've wanted to see a second time, which is good.
So third date, that means you get to see your penis.
Hey, if I'm lucky, don't jinx me.
What if she had a penis but no balls?
I would take a photo and then share it with the world.
That's it?
I don't think, she would be like, I don't think I'll be taking a photo. Hang on, baby.
How do you have a how do you have a cock with no balls?
Yeah.
You just get rid of the balls.
Yeah, I mean, I could show you right now.
See, that's where I have to start. Do you start with a cock with no balls? I mean, do you start with a cock and balls and then move the balls?
Piano wire.
What if she had no dick, but she did have balls?
Just balls?
Yeah. Ooh.
Like, I might assume those are just massive meat curtains.
What if she had balls and a vagina? So, like, the balls are just kind of in the way, but you can brush them aside.
I was going to say, are they side by side or one on top of the other?
I assume...
Well, it's one sack, I mean.
Yeah, okay. I assume...
And then which one's top? Because, like, if the balls are on top, they'll just, like, get in the way of the vagina. But if they're below the vagina, then it's like, hey...
The balls are kind of, like, in front of the...
I feel like she would get hurt from the impact.
Oh. The balls are coming out from the vagina.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's, yes.
Or no, she has balls, no, but they're like back shoulder or something.
What if she has them, but they're like where her nipples should be?
Ooh. I might have, that. I'd be at a crossroads. Like one ball hanging from each boob?
Yes.
Yeah, she can spin them.
Actual breasticles. Hmm.
What if she didn't have any genitals at all?
Was like a doll down there.
Yeah.
Like, flat space.
But she still had breasts. All
right, we'll be down.
But there are no nipples on them.
Then I'd feel like, well, I'm already watching an anime.
Would you just like dry hump?
We'd work something out. Wait, did she still have an asshole?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Hand.
What if she does have an asshole, but she's like, oh, that's icky.
And she has balls coming out of it.
That might rule out hot
dog balls.
What if instead of a vagina, she had a mouth? Just a regular mouth.
With teeth.
Yeah.
But is it spoke. Still her only mouth?
But it's,
it spoke and
it's
like the plant from Little Shop of Horrors.
It speaks more fluent English than her regular mouth does.
Oh, well, Is it her only mouth?
No, it's like in addition.
English.
Okay, so it's the second one, but the second mouth, which is her vagina, also speaks fluent English.
Yeah.
It's just the Dairy Queen mouth.
Just the
and the vagina mouth is like really embarrassed about her Tarzan English.
Well, we would all sit down and have a talk together.
That's why she's so self-conscious about her
and
English.
And he calls it Tarzan English and refers to her as like a savage and speaks in like a posh British voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my. With a German accent.
And it's somehow wearing a pith helmet.
Yeah.
I will cross that bridge when I come to it.
All right. I just think you need to be prepared for these things.
I know. Yeah, I'm glad we had this pep talk.
I'm sure one of these scenarios...
I should, like, take an E or something.
One of these scenarios is going to be accurate. I don't know which one.
Coach Kyle.
I should start a dating tips podcast. Because, man, that Mating Habits of the Modern Geek. Oof. Oof, oof, oof. That is toxic.
I will admit that the last one that I was on, I was not at my best. It's one of these where I thought I would sound better than I was, but it's like, ooh, nah, I wasn't too happy with how I turned out.
It's not you. It's the whole show. What the whole.
I think you should give dating advice to, like, sexually confused teenagers and just, like, really mess them up.
So just a fleeness?
I think yes. That's, right. Like, well, I guess the teenagers part leaves it at. But I think that's what dating tip, that's, like, the audience for dating tip podcast.
But what, like, on purpose, just tell them to do strange things.
What's that, Matt?
I said, well, what about the show do you not like? Is there a creepiness factor? Is there something? What is it about the show do you not like?
Matt, I'm pretty sure you've been on a show on the line where we talked about this.
The whole concept of the show.
Drunk.
The whole concept of the show is kind of gross.
Matt is fanning the flames of the pod war.
Like, I just jokingly said I should start my own dating tips website, but I would never, because the whole concept of
just,
it,
like, simply don't.
The whole concept.
You guys
are
start rehashing old bits, and I might just go get a drink of water.
Because the whole concept of it is just fucking disgusting to me. Because it's not a game, man. You don't need tips. It's not a game. If you need tips to date somebody, then you shouldn't be dating them.
Yeah. Most of the angle that I come from is, hey, work on yourself, be confident with yourself, and be happy with yourself. And usually these things that you're after will follow.
Yeah, but those aren't even tips. Like, there isn't a person on the planet who's like, I can't find a girl. I wonder if, no, it couldn't be that I need to work on myself and become a better, like, those aren't tips.
Most assholes don't know this.
No, they do, though. Everybody knows this.
I have seen some, like, horrible assholes.
No, they do.
That are clueless.
They might be clueless about what it is that they're doing that makes them an asshole, but they're not clueless about the idea of, like, work on yourself, become a better person. They're not clueless about that. This isn't news to them.
No, it sometimes is.
I've run into too many who are.
Yeah.
You are blessed that you have not, but...
Yeah, sometimes they need to be told. And they need to be told over and over and over again. Which is why the entire subgenre of self-help books does so well.
Well, the reason the entire genre of self-help everything does so well is because everybody wants to work on themselves and improve themselves. They want to be a better person, and they think you've got tips for them. But your tips are just be a better person. That's not a tip.
No. That's not always true either. If anything, if I have any tips, it's just a matter of just technique or just minor tweaks you can do about your behavior.
Technique is what grosses me out. It's not a game.
I don't treat it like a game.
It's not a skill-based thing. It's technique. If you're thinking about dating and you're thinking about technique, you're thinking about dating wrong. You shouldn't be trying to snag, like you're fishing. There's no technique involved. You just... be yourself.
Although that is a pretty good technique, fishing.
Yeah.
Just cast a hook out there.
Yeah, literally try to hook them with metal.
Yeah, put them up on hooks.
In the cheek.
Cast the hook out and just put a shoe on the end.
I've always just jumped out with nets.
Yeah, just throw a net with big steel balls on the ends of it like over them and get a trident.
Yeah, that works.
Or just dump wheelbarrows full of 2 liters or bubble wrap on them. I don't think that'll weigh them down.
You trying to bag a whale?
Yeah.
some guys are.
Yeah.
Some guys into that.
Weirdos. No, it's not a game, man. That's the bottom line. You can't look for tips, because what you're basically doing is saying, here's how to trick people into thinking you're a better person than you are.
Well, I'm not saying trick people into thinking you're a better person.
No, you're not saying that, because you can't say that, but that's what it is. That's the whole game. That's the whole idea. Here's some dating tips for you. In other words, here are some ways to trick someone into thinking you're a better person than you really are. Here's a way to trick someone into liking you.
Or at least, here's the things that you're doing that make you come off like a creeper. Don't be a creeper.
Sure, but... what things are people doing that make them come off like a creeper?
Not understanding personal space.
What was that? I heard hissing and exploding from Fleenas.
Oh, I was going to say, not understanding personal space, or when
not hissing and exploding.
Yeah, not hissing and exploding.
Well, that's counterintuitive.
I know. Most of it is. The hell was that?
I don't know.
I thought just I heard a quack.
Getting up to go.
Yeah.
Feed the chicken.
He's got to feed the cat. He's got a spoon. Spoon that shit.
I'm the speed of the kitty.
Oh, God. What a fucking creepy family. Hey, you want to talk to my friend? And by my friend, I mean my cousin. Because that's a normal thing to say.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's just a mean thing to say.
Flinus, your family's a bunch of creeps. Do you have any tips for dating your family?
You're a spaz.
Yeah, try to stick to second and third cousins. That way the likelihood of genetic mutations is at a minimum.
Flinus is like, right, I have more than one cousin.
A real zinger from the old Matt Man.
Oh, so funny.
The second and third cousins meaning birth order.
Removed, yeah.
Yes.
Like, my aunt had three kids, and I only dated the second and the third one.
No. And cousins removed.
So. Okay.
You only had one. Cousins removed. We're trying to start a family.
Right.
Trying to maintain a family.
That's hard, man. That takes a man.
To fuck his family?
Yes. To keep those bonds tight together.
You know, if there's one thing to be said about fucking your family, it's that your family name will never die. I mean, yep. You might get too retarded to spell it after a few generations, but it'll never die.
Isn't that pretty much how the Egyptians fell?
You will live on and evolve into some kind of blob.
Like Akira.
Mm-hmm.
Like Akira.
Isn't inbreeding how the Egyptians like died out?
Yep.
No, they were taken out by like the Hittites.
I thought a comet hit the earth and wiped them out.
I thought it was the seven plagues.
Was that the Egyptians or the dinosaurs? I can't remember.
Same thing.
They're both big scary reptilian things.
Wasn't it an ice age that wiped out the Egyptians?
And the hedgehogs? To near extinction.
Now you just brought up Kevin Frost.
Yeah, and I'm really sad about him being gone.
Yeah,
I was actually really sad when Kevin left.
Really?
I liked him.
Because he was like a cartoon character in real life?
Yeah.
Exactly!
Oh, Flinus.
I take partial responsibility for Kevin Frost. Didn't he say that he found you guys through my show?
I don't even remember now. Probably. Yeah. Most people say that.
They all
I actually found Digchat through your show.
Yeah, see?
Sean?
Oh, we're responsible for that?
Yeah.
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 It was actually a really weird chain of events that led me to this show in general.
Sean,
tell us about us, Flinus.
Do tell.
Okay, I was really bored, and I was looking for anime podcasts. So I'm surfing around the... Shut up.
So I googled Explicit Pony Podcast.
And then I found one called Anime Addicts Anonymous.
Oh, yeah. Those guys.
And I was sitting there listening to them. It kind of sucked. And then I was listening to it. And then I heard a promo for your show, Sean. Oh, and I was like, that sounds fun. So I moved over to that one.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't have anywhere to go with this, but I do think it's kind of funny that upon hearing the name of that show, Sean went, and then it turns out they were playing his promo. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, I used to be associated with them, and they keep trying to, ring me into shit. It's like, hey, you Method to Madness guys, you should come on to our podcast. I'm like, guys, you're in Japan. There's like an 18-hour time difference between here and there. Plus, I would then have to get my co-host Kevin onto Skype or something. And just, we have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about because we're not real anime nerds.
So I was listening to their show for a couple episodes. I think I've listened to about 10. I wasn't a big fan. And when I was listening to them, I was like, oh, that sounds pretty funny because they're playing your promos. And It's actually kind of funny. I have a piece of, I have like a million pieces of paper somewhere with Method to Madness just written down.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I would always,
that's something you admit, Flinus.
That's creepy as fuck.
I am dialing the police right now.
Did you write?
You guys all seen the movie Seven?
Composition notebook after composition notebook filled.
Dude, you know the, there like, is, the opening sequence with all those notebooks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. There's probably a shack out in the back of Flinus's house, just filled with notebooks with Method to Madness.
Flinus.
No.
Flinus.
Let me explain.
At least tell me you were trying to imitate the font of the logo.
No, I listen to podcasts when I'm nowhere near anything that has internet, so I write it down so I remember it. But I forgot it every time, so I've just got a bunch of pieces of paper with Method to Madness written down.
Flinus, are you doing Morse code in the background?
This is a telegraph coming in.
and it just says Method to Madness over and over again.
I'm picturing Flinus on like Yahoo searching anime podcast, and in the background is just playing like, "You let me violate you."
Flinus.
He was writing Flinus Ryan to see how that looked.
Oh no.
And then Flinus Gray to see how that looked. Over and over and over again.
Gross. Oh,
I'm looking it up.
What up?
Yeah, what are you looking up?
Flinus Ryan. I think there might be a hockey player called Flinus Ryan.
I don't want to see your Google search history.
I don't know if I ever... I might have said it on the show before. I got to Alpha Counter through Idchat, which is why I'm so cool. But I found Idchat because I watched some like angry video game nerd video on like that Ninja Baseball Batman game, and I was like, you know, that strikes me as the kind of game that would have a few good lettuce plays of it.
And it didn't really.
And I searched for one, and I found that let's play, and it was like, if you want to hear about the second part of this, you should listen to episode 107 of our podcast. And I was like, oh, a podcast, guess I'll start from the beginning. And then like 4 months later, I was all caught up and I was like, wow, that was disappointing.
What is my life?
And then, Kyle became connected with like JP and Sean. And then I knew of you guys, but I never really listened to your stuff. And then I listened to Whiskey Boys because Kyle was on an episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I don't know, my life went to shambles.
We ruined everything. That's why JP stopped Whiskey Thursday, because he was done
because
destroying
I was
lives.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know what I just thought of?
Yeah.
Orion, like, owns the Idchat YouTube account. I might have to make a new one.
It's going to become like one of those Red Bar situations.
Awkward.
Yeah, the takeover. Orion's going to take over the show using the YouTube account.
Kyle stole.
I stole his baby and sent it to the moon.
Oh, Kyle, you know what's worse? You have to take down one of the t-shirts.
Oh, the adorable boys?
I have to only have one adorable boy.
Yeah, I'll put up a new one that's just me looking sad in the bathtub and it says adorable boy. Yeah, that YouTube thing, though, that is actually a problem because it's, like, linked to his Gmail account and everything. Like, I don't think there's an easy way to sever that. And if there is, then I think it would involve a weird, awkward conversation where I'm like, could I get the YouTube account?
Because that would be the worst conversation to have.
That's why you have it over Facebook.
So listen, I know that you hate my guts now and never want to talk to me again, but if I could get the YouTube account.
I mean,
hashtag suicide faggot JK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag sorry about the jolt cola.
Yeah. Sorry about your moon baby. Yeah. Oof. That's gross.
Shukero in the chat is like, what happened? Did Orion quit?
No, Orion rage quit the podcast.
What happened?
Oh, you're broken.
No.
Oh shit, Sarah's still here.
Yeah, shouldn't you be asleep by now and just mumbling incoherently?
Sarah, have you ever been able to work out the Ustream issue, or is you just like calling?
Oh, I worked it out. It was just my iPod being stupid.
Oh.
But my my school gave me a laptop.
Jesus.
What?
Where can I enroll? Shit.
It's a high school.
I can go in disguise.
Tell them you lost it and send it to me.
Like, are you that short? Old
fucking man.
I just show up with baggy pants and my hat turned sideways.
Do you, Sarah, do you go to a public school?
It's a public charter school. So yeah, there's a waiting list. You have to get into a public school.
Okay. So you're a fancy pants.
No, actually it's a like a
you have to get into the lottery to get in. Is like
yeah,
the
but
most
my parents put me
thing.
Into it. It's a it's in the middle of the woods. It's like
it's not a school.
The kids that lose the lottery
you have to wear
get stoned
and a t-shirt.
Is it in the middle of the outback?
No, it's in the middle of like a pine forest, which is worse.
Oh.
There's a waiting list, so Sarah's actually 23.
I didn't know that there were schools in Ooh.
Flinus.
Hmm?
Flinus.
Hmm?
Do you have any family members in America that might live in a pine forest?
I don't have any American family.
Mm. Oh, you dare.
It's funny that Flinus actually took that as a serious question.
Huh. What, you expect me to just get mad or something? I'm not that dumb.
No.
Have you ever been mad, Flinus? I want to know what that looks like.
He's been pretty angry.
I've heard him get pretty mad before. He got really mad at Orion one time.
Really? Was this an after show? Or
no, it was on the regular show. He was like, oh yeah, well, at least if I had a kid, I would name it a real name and not something dumb like Leland.
Oh, that's, I didn't hear that.
The killing blow.
Something like that.
Chori Queso in the chat says, like, I started from episode one a while ago. I'm on 131. I'm going to be so shocked when I get to the one where Orion quits.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, it's going to be funny. I mean, Miss Nick is going to be devastated when she gets to this episode in 2015.
Yeah.
That being said, I actually have to listen from the beginning. It's so hard because it's not on iTunes.
It's not very good. Good.
All the good ones are somewhere in the middle.
Actually, no. I have listened to some of the really old ones. There are some funny, like the one with Oldie. That one.
All the good ones are episode 125.
Oh, God. Kyle, that's what you need to do. If Orion's out, just bring Aldi in.
Yeah,
because she likes Kyle.
I didn't want to say anything, but that's actually that's what we're planning on doing. That's why Orion's mad at me. I replaced him as co-host with Aldi.
Oh, well, you know what? Because Orion never actually really said anything on the show, I mean, he laughed, he kind of...
Now, come on.
He tried.
He tried, and he you know, he said ums and uhs and all this kind of stuff. You could actually put together an Orion soundboard and have virtual Orion.
That was suggested earlier, too, I think, before the show started. Orion didn't That's just fine. Sit around. Thank like, you. This is... Yeah. I know you're telling jokes, but this is what I wanted to avoid, was talking shit about Orion. And no, it's not that I think it's like so horrible what you just said, just that, like, you know, fuck him. You didn't need him anyway. You could just make a soundboard with him on it. Like, that's, I know, not whatever.
Here's the thing. And I said it earlier, Orion was needed, and Baines could do a fine job, but I think that you needed Orion there with you. You were able to see him. You were able to look at him.
I don't.
Baines,
the best parts Baines of an audio podcast are the visual.
No. For whatever reason, your guys' chemistry worked for you.
I think that's true. I don't know that it so much matters that he was in the room, like that I could see him, because to be honest, I wasn't looking at him most of the time.
No, because the Skype episodes were a little weird.
Well, I think that was because he was nervous about being on the Skype.
Oh, okay.
But there's, I do think that there was a chemistry there that would be hard to replicate. That, like, I've never been able to replicate with people on the Skype, and I don't think it's because I can't see them.
Yeah.
I think it's just because they're not Orion.
Yeah.
I'm going to start.
We haven't known you for like.
I'm going to start crying, you guys. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
And don't take my jokes as I'm trying to talk shit.
No, I know.
Shit in Orion. I'm just talking shit.
I know. I just, like, under the current circum, like any other time, talk all the shit about Orion you want, because that's what we do. We talk shit. But under the current circumstances, it just feels kind of icky to me to be like, yeah, fuck that guy. Ha ha.
Yeah. So, not about him specifically.
But you're right.
It helps. I kind of sympathize because it's almost a weekly thing where I'm kind of halfway expecting the same thing to happen with my co-host Kevin and I.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How come?
What'd you do to him?
Well, it's partly that he's busy with work and other things, so he just has trouble with time management. But also, I get the very strong sense that his fiance does not like me. And not entirely sure why. I've talked to a few people and I've gotten a few theories, but just for whatever reason, there is some part of her that has just labeled me a villain. And if it ever came down that Kevin had to choose between me and her, of course he's going to choose her.
So the stakes are some modicum lower than what Kyle describes.
No, I don't know.
This stabbing him, drinking his Jolt Cola, kicking his baby in the head, calling it a stupid idiot.
Yeah, I did all of those. No, I mean, like prior to this, I was concerned that he, like, there was always a little part of me that was concerned that he just wasn't as into it as I was, and that he was so much less into it than I was, that he was just doing it because, and I think I was being kind of paranoid, but that he was just doing it because it would be disappointing to me if he stopped. Like, I kind of had this impression, like, that he would be just as fine not doing it.
Yeah.
So even before,
I'd be the same. Well, I'd be more the case that if Kevin stopped doing Method to Madness or any podcasting, Method to Madness would just end for sure, because it's never really been that show without him.
Yeah. Alpha Counter would live on, though. You got like a billion co-hosts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them good.
Just do a bunch of episodes with them.
Some of them good.
Oh, come on. Really, there is no bad show that Sean's on, except for maybe Hat Man in the Morning. That's only bad because it's boring.
Because it's just me.
Yeah, because he's awful. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I realize that I'm like the worst Alpha Counter host. So.
Sean is a dampener to his co-hosts. No, look,
I did a poll in the Ustream, and across the board, M is loved by everyone, and then everyone else, either everyone loves or hates. There's no definitive answer.
Well, M is a sweetie.
M is great.
And everyone else is a dick.
Yeah.
Why won't she marry me?
I know. She's always telling stories. She's like, Sean is the best guy. Apparently, that's a lie because...
Womp womp.
Yeah. When she, though, that... Oh, man, that was... Like, she was telling, like, half stories, and I think it made it sound more dramatic than it was. Not that I think...
got you guys more curious.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't her intention, but, like, she's like, actually, Sean and I talked about that, which sounds to me like Sean and I sat down and we were like, listen...
Look, we gotta put this out on the table.
There's definitely some sexual tension here.
Cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
I can't sleep at night. I'm thinking about you.
Oh, that damn hat.
Oh, dash it all.
But in the end, I just don't want to ruin our friendship. But then, like, it sounds to me like the reality of the situation was, like, I'm a boy, you're a girl, people are talking. And that's,
well, no,
like...
It really was how I described it in the forum, in the comments, where... Em and I already knew what the score was between us.
Well, yeah.
And just other people were saying, hey, you guys should totally get together. And I was tired of saying, no, we're not like that. And then at one point, someone bugged me too much. I'm like,
right.
All right.
Well, that's what I was saying is like other people are like, yeah, you're a boy. She's a girl. You get along well. What's the deal? You must want to, take this to the next level. What are you just scared? And so eventually it comes up as a thing between you because people keep bugging you about it.
People keep doing the math and it's not adding up.
And you're so girl crazy.
I know.
That it just like, how can you have a girl right under your nose like that? And just
I'm not that girl. I'm not after every girl.
You hate M. You hate M.
Oh,
why do you hate M so much?
it is physically and psychologically impossible to hate M.
No, I think that's true actually.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
Because I've even brought up in the past that the reason why I guess like it's kind of significant that I'm seeing someone for like a second and third time now is that I've been on a lot of first dates and I have met a lot of cunts.
Well, there are a lot of them out there.
Yeah, this is true. You almost married one.
I almost married, technically two.
Well,
whoa, you've been engaged twice.
I have been engaged twice.
When are you gonna pop the question to this Venezuelan chick?
Oh, I don't know.
Like next week?
Wait, what's question in Spanish? Shit, I knew that at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So?
¿Dónde están los zapatos?
Do Venezuelans speak Spanish?
Hmm?
I can never tell the difference between Spanish and Portuguese, and I know some
Pregunta. Like
South Americans speak Portuguese.
I know a tiny, tiny bit of Spanish, a little bit more French, but that's it.
Do Venezuelans speak Spanish?
Pretty much the only country that really speaks Portuguese is Brazil.
What about Portugal?
Also Portugal?
No.
So,
that sounds ludicrous.
And there's a dumb reason for that, and it has to do with the longitude. So if you look. So
sit down, children, and let's spin you a yarn.
Let me tell you about the Straits of Magellan.
I'm not gonna go into it. It was when
magic.
But you see, it was back in '06.
You know, they used to put monsters on the map.
Brazil. Long story short, Brazil ended up speaking Portuguese, and everybody else ended up speaking Spanish.
It all goes back to Pangea.
It used to be labeled on the mat as "Here There Be Dragons."
The Byzantine Empire ruled East Europe.
The
Jedi defended the Knights of the Old Republic.
Dinosaurs roamed the planet.
They all spoke Portuguese.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Orion is committed. I just saw in the chat Orion has committed Sudoku.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, normally I would have gone to old man sleep hours ago, but I thought this was a special night. Yeah. Matt, on the other hand.
Yeah. Shit, dude, I put in a fucking 12-hour day today.
I'm crying a river.
What were you doing for 12 hours?
Working.
In Sudoku.
Oh, that's like, duh, you just... What were you doing working?
Sitting at a desk watching YouTube.
You're one of those guys.
Pretty good work.
No.
Yeah,
you put in a 12-hour day, and part of it was watching YouTube.
Please
tell me you saw Battle Truck a third time.
Hmm?
I said, please tell me you at least saw Battle Truck a third time.
I did. No, Salinas, I'm a salesman. I sell things.
Oh, I thought you were a bug guy.
He's a bug salesman.
No, I haven't done that in 2 years.
He sells bugs.
By selling things, he means human trafficking.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that must be how you met Sean.
See my extensive collection of Atlas Beetles.
No. Obviously, you haven't listened to a whole lot of...
I know how you two met.
We're Eskimo brothers.
Yeah.
They both put each other's dicks in their nose.
They both put
permafrost in their pants.
Were you two the ones who met by one of your girlfriends met up with the other one thinking it was you?
No. It was our third... It was Chuck's then-girlfriend grabbing Matt and then making out with him in front of Chuck and me.
For no reason.
I'm like, all right. I know.
Yeah,
Matt, welcome to the group.
For no reason. I had no idea who those fuckers were.
And thus began a beautiful friendship.
Legacy.
Thus began a glorious thing of a really my second favorite podcast.
Flintus, are you at the bus station?
No, that's my mom on her phone.
Linus, how about, well, since the cast is dwindling on Edgehead here, how about you make a alpha counter RPG?
There you go. They got plenty of characters.
Yeah,
well, I was
going to add some like alpha counter Easter eggs in the game.
Because we need more demon sounds.
You know what this means, Flinus? You're going to really have to up my position on that game.
I know.
I haven't worked on a game in ages.
You could have an area. Don't. You could have an area of the map called the Inland Empire.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, and Sub-Carolina.
Sub-Carolina, yep.
And it's just like a wasteland.
I mean, it's like submarines. Like, it's all underwater.
When you make the Inland Empire and you make California, you just have to basically, it's fire. Just all fire.
It's all just, it's just fire and lava. And so I can make it inside a volcano.
Well, it's fire and smog and gridlock. That's really all.
Yeah, Matt as a character and he's constantly just getting shot at with shotguns by cops. That's a thing that happened, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What? You were shot at by cops with shotguns?
No, but I have been shot at before.
Who shot at you? Was it Sean?
No. No, it was,
I handed the guy the gun.
No, but I have been shot at by people when I was doing my pest control job, so.
Oh, yeah. God, really?
Don't get those termites out fast enough?
No. Cracked out people.
Okay.
Those are my bugs.
People who see the invisible bugs that are crawling on their arms and skin.
You can't take them.
No.
Who swears that I was spraying their vegetables when in reality I was spraying dirt.
Yeah. Dirt on the vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that sort of help the vegetables?
Yes, but there was no vegetables there.
What were you spraying
them
at?
By spraying at them.
The whole point was that they were cracked out. She was a cracked out lady, and she, yeah.
I just want a picture. You just show up and just start spraying them. They're the infestation of the trailer park.
They become
park.
Vegetables from the poison.
Well, I've got a toxin. So, you guys have a good rest of the show.
Not on a high note.
Hopefully there will be a show next week.
Yeah, hopefully there will be a better show next week. This thing has been going downhill for a while, and then this episode is... Ugh. I knew this episode was going to be ugh, though. I had high hopes for it until I got that email where Orion quit.
Sorry.
Man, I'll that's just a...
All right, bye, Matt.
We're going to feed the cat.
I've already fed the cat.
Wink.
I came prepared. I already did all my goddamn jobs.
Oh, I just realized I have things I could bring up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle, have you heard about Magical Girl Internet Explorer?
I think I saw like a thumbnail of a video of like a 3D anime girl or something that had something to do with Internet Explorer today.
Yeah.
What is this? It sounds weird.
It's Japan. They have mascots for everything, and they're all girls.
Posted in this chat and the Skype chat. Or the
checking other, it out.
Whatever.
I bet it's...
You can post it in the other chat because I'm not in that one.
I bet it's sexist as hell.
I've only seen the GIF of it where the animation ends with an error message of Internet Explorer crashing.
They already advertised Windows 8 in Japan with some anime girls on the box, I think. And now they have created this mascot, Inori Aizawa, who fights the dark side of the internet by being Internet Explorer and wants to erase Internet Explorer's past as being literally the worst browser, other than perhaps Opera.
It could be Firefox, which is a pretty bad one.
I happen to like Firefox. Thank you, Flinus.
Yeah, Flinus.
I don't like Firefox.
Well, it's because you're using it wrong.
I've always preferred Chrome.
Run, Internet Explorer!
Is this the opening to Resident Evil?
She's being chased by... I don't know what. Inferior browser bots. Oh no, she got shot! is she using like the Windows firewall to protect herself? What are those robots meant to represent? Viruses?
The dark side of the internet.
Ah.
So 4chan.
Bad.
Ha ha, 4chan.
Yeah. Ha.
Or the Silk Road, which got shut down recently, which is sad.
My Silk
Road. Ah, Flinus, were you all over that Silk Road?
You know Silk Road?
I know what it is. I just asked if you were all over it.
It's his grandma.
Well, I didn't go there, but I found it an interesting concept. A completely anonymous marketplace.
It's where your family buys new children.
They get trade all the way between Rome and, like, China.
Mm-mm.
What and is the Silk FedEx. Road, you guys? I actually didn't know about it.
For real?
Fairly certain it was some sort of canal that the Chinese used for trade.
No, but, okay, now I'm not joking. Shut up.
The Silk Road, it was an onion site. It was a Tor, what does Tor stand for? I can't remember. But it's
I know what Tor is.
It's the dark net that everybody's afraid of because you can hire hitmen and look at child pornography. It's websites that are off the books. And they have, they're like dot onion websites for some reason. The onion router, I think that's what it stands for. So you would get to this Tor browser and surf the net anonymously and go to these dark websites. And one of them was the Silk Road and you could buy drugs. And it was like Amazon or something. You could review drug dealers and stuff. And you'd buy your drugs with bitcoins and have them shipped to a P.O. box or some place that wasn't tied directly to you.
But the sad thing that the really sad thing is that is they shut it down and they took all of the money and products, and that screwed over people who legitimately were selling non-illegal things on the site. Sort of like what happened with Mega Upload.
All two of them.
They didn't give any of those goddamn files back.
They screwed all two of them.
Yes, and it's just a small amount of people, but it's enough that it becomes a deal.
No, I liked the idea of the Silk Road, I guess, but I don't know. Like, it surprises me that it stayed around for as long as it did, rather than it surprising me that they shut it down.
You're in a shitty government.
Because it wasn't secret at all. Like, I was constantly seeing news articles and Reddit posts and shit about the Silk Road, and like everybody knew what it was. So it was like the worst kept black market secret in the fucking world. I can't believe it stayed around for as long as it did.
It's like, oh no, how are we going to get our illegal wares and products? It's Kazaa all over again.
And as far as I know,
over.
The Silk Road itself was primarily used for drugs. It could be used for other stuff, I guess, but it's primarily used for drugs. And I guess the guy who ran it, supposedly at least, had tried to hire hitmen to take people out.
Yeah.
And that
one of his colleagues was threatening to release personal information, so he hired a hitman.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly hired a hitman that actually took the guy out.
Well, what I had heard was that nobody actually got taken out, but that he had still hired a hitman, and that's still intent, and it doesn't actually matter that it didn't get carried through. It's like that chick who was talking to an undercover cop about wanting to murder her husband. Only
he's
this
just a bitch.
Wasn't an undercover cop, I guess.
So my not knowing about this will probably explain why in an after show you asked me about how I felt about the Silk Road, and I was like, oh, my silk.
I don't even remember that, but yeah.
Isn't that one of the levels in Mario Kart?
The Silk Road? Yeah, yeah.
Rainbow Road, yeah. Silk.
The only... I had considered...
There's also a whole valley of silk on things.
I don't think I ever would have done it, but I had considered attempting to buy Adderall on the Silk Road.
Oh.
Because I would love more Adderall.
You and me both, brother.
You want some Adderall, Sean?
I gotta get some shit done.
Right?
Yep.
Kyle.
Man. What?
You know you could fake ADHD and get a prescription.
I'd have to go to a doctor.
You just don't walk up to the pharmacist and go, I have ADHD.
Yeah.
And they issue it to you like a McDonald's.
Excuse me, I have trouble concentrating. Could I perhaps get some Adderall with a side of fries?
I have a post-it note with me that says it's cool.
Post-it note written by a real doctor.
It just says, it's cool, signed, a real doctor.
You just got to scribble really bad because doctors have horrible handwriting. Am I right? Airplane food.
Brofist.
That's actually completely true. My mom used to be a nurse. What?
You're a kid.
Also, I've been on an airplane before, and they gave me a sandwich.
It wasn't very good. It was mediocre at best. So it's
and
totally
I ate this
true.
And I said, "What is the deal?
Yeah, what's the deal with Australia? Everyone's fucking their family."
You got the big toe. He's like the king of the toes.
Okay, now it's actually starting to get really annoying.
Flinus, on a scale from 1 to frog, how webbed are your digits?
Probably toad.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, that's about what I expected.
Actually, I wish I had webbed fingers and stuff. That would be cool. I could swim better.
Yeah.
It would make your life worse. So I wish you had them.
Sarah.
Is she still around?
Yes, she is.
Somebody talking about
Sarah. Her.
Hey, Sarah, wake up!
Spirits got her.
No, she figured out how she died and she ascended.
I was going to ask her about her Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Poor Sarah. She's been trying to figure out how she died this whole time.
Oh.
She finally did, and she finally got to ascend.
And now she's just wasting a slot on Skype.
Yep.
That's what was she needed to fulfill.
Boom. Bye, Sarah.
So, other news. You listen to that Dismal Jesters, worst name podcast ever.
Dismal Jesters? What's
you
it about?
You don't actually know about it?
No.
Okay, so I think we talked about it last week. Jim Sterling is not on Destructoid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That I knew.
Forever. Well, he started up a new podcast that is just Podtoid, except it's not affiliated with Destructoid.
And it's called Dismal Jesters.
Calls it Dismal Jesters. It's the worst name for anything.
Is it?
And his reasoning behind calling it that is stupid. It's the exact same show as Podtoid. Him and Jonathan Holmes and Conrad Zimmerman.
Same lineup.
And Jonathan tries to make it about video games, but
you guys were complaining that he's doing a bunch of YouTube videos that are crappy Let's Plays.
They are.
He was here for the Escapist Expo a couple weeks ago, and I went to one of the panels with him, and it was like Game of the Year panel where they're going to talk about their favorite game of the year, and they're like, he goes, wait, let me start the panel with showing you some Let's Play footage of a video that I did, and just wasting the first 15 minutes of the panel's time.
What was the game?
Wait. You went to the Escapist Expo? Oh.
Yeah, it's like down the street from me.
Did you meet Yahtzee?
Yeah, he's down the street from you.
Flinus,
total best up.
Flinus,
no, he's not. He lives in Melbourne.
Flinus
is right.
Flinus, your enthusiasm is so draining. Every time you get excited about anything, like I go down a couple notches in. Life force.
First of all, Flinus, clearly you haven't caught up on all the latest alpha counters. Secondly, I was 6 feet away from Lisa Foyles.
Wait a minute, Sean, wait a minute. You went to Dragon Con?
Oh my god!
Okay, Dragon Con isn't a big thing. Dragon Con is a fairly small convention.
Mouth, okay. Hold on a second!
Oh, Flinus. It's on now!
Oh, it's
Escapist
going on now.
Expo had maybe a couple hundred people there.
Escapist Expo ain't got shit on Dragon Con!
Dragon Con takes up like half a city and it's 100,000 people!
Then how come no one ever hears about Dragon Con? That's a weird thing. I'd never heard of the thing!
It's because
I've never heard of
that.
Just brought it up.
Was Yaya Han at the Escapist Expo?
No!
And she's Asian!
I know.
And they know. They know where it's at.
I think it was weird because, side note, it was at the same theater that I saw Adam Carolla. So that was weird.
The Escapist Expo was?
So, to get off that train of thought, Jim Sterling works for the Escapist now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, beyond just doing a show for him, he's like the managing reviews director.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I found him funnier in person than his actual content.
Those Let's Play videos are very misrepresentative.
Well, I went and looked at some of his other videos also. that he's done.
Wait, so he left Destructoid as the reviews editor and became the something else editor at The Escapist?
He became the reviews editor of The Escapist. Apparently, Destructoid was trying to... He had to spread himself a bit thinner there, is what he said on Twitter.
Seems like kind of a lateral move to me.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever floats his boat. Whatever makes him happy.
Yeah. I mean, it has changed literally nothing for me because he is releasing a podcast that is just Pottoid. Except
you have to watch the last.
It has a worse name, and I can't just scream "Where's Pottoid?" at him.
Yeah, I checked to see if there was a new Pottoid, and there wasn't. And that's as far as I got. I didn't know about this new show. I'll have to give it a listen. I assume it'll be
ismaljesters.libsyn.com.
Oof.
It's a good. I mean, it's a good Pottoid episode.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to it. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that it's not completely dead. Although, I mean, they sort of kind of, when I say they, it wasn't Jim Sterling, but, well, actually, it was Jim Sterling. They sort of, when the old Pottoid died, some of them sort of branched out and started the Electric Hydra, which just completely fizzled out and became, what is that, Brad something talking to somebody, like, everybody left it alone, and now they just talk about sports.
And it looked like they were just swapping Jim Sterling out for Max Scoville on the last episode of it. Like, they made that change pretty neat around the same time that he was quitting. But I don't know. I guess no more Pottoid. They didn't make any sort of post about it.
Was Max not on the Dismal Jesters?
Nope.
Because I thought the impression I had gotten was that they didn't know yet that Jim was quitting and that the idea was that Max would be a regular cast member now again.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it's weird. Speaking of Matt Scoville, I started listening to that Comedy Button podcast.
I like
and
it.
For being a podcast that I have heard about, it is surprisingly good.
Yeah, I like it. Although I used to kind of hate Anthony Gallegos, but I actually sort of like him now, although he's a bit of a wiener. But I sort of, he's still funny, but I kind of get annoyed with Scott Bromley. He's such a fucking elitist, stuck-up guy.
I really like Ryan.
Yeah, actually. Ryan's pretty funny.
Spider-Mouth Ryan?
No.
Yeah, he's on that podcast, too.
Although Ryan wishes.
Although this Ryan does have a funny voice.
Yeah, he has a funny, high-pitched voice.
What is it with people with Ryan in their name that have a weird voice?
Yeah.
Like Sean Ryan has an accent that no one else in the world has.
No one has an accent.
That, you're broken.
I still haven't nailed it down, but there is something about the way Sean speaks. I can't figure it out.
His own accent.
It goes very well with a picture of him smiling and pointing a thumb at himself, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Who's got two thumbs and talks like a goofus? This guy.
Who's got...
Like a goofus.
Who's got eight thumbs and fucks his mom?
This boy.
Fleenus. The answer is Fleenus. I'm sorry, Fleenus.
Jokes are actually not even funny.
But the less what funny...
Is done with this podcast.
The problem is, the less funny it is to you, the funnier it is to me.
Yeah.
I know. So I should just probably ignore it.
You should just laugh really hard.
When you call in.
Yeah.
You put the spotlight on yourself.
I'm just going to go with that. I'm going to go with everyone has their thing on their chat, and that's my one, I guess.
What a fucking bizarre world we're living in now. I mean, this is old man. This is an old man talking, but I can't even imagine. Like, when I was 14, calling up a radio show, I'm doing air quotes, calling up a radio show on another continent, and just like, this is my Friday night. I call up my radio buddies on another continent.
Talking about dicks and setting horses on fire.
They just keep telling me I fuck my family, and and it hurts because it's true.
I get to spend hours a week just prank calling the country. Several in the world.
I actually tried to get a bunch of prank calls on here at one point.
Yeah.
What happened?
I posted a link to the live chat on 4chan. Hoping something would happen.
Oh.
Kyle also did that once.
Hey, Fleenus.
Literally nothing came
of it. Hey, Fleenus. Hey, Fleenus.
Yeah?
B is not your personal army.
I don't know.
Ah, shit, but we're also not supposed to talk about B. Damn.
Don't talk about B.
Dang.
The rules of the internet, everybody.
Perilous.
One of the oldest, dumbest things on the internet.
Isn't Rule 63 something about Tony Stark? Or no, not Rule 63, 65.
Kyle, you're running out of lines to cross.
I'm running out of lines to cross.
Isn't Rule 65, if it doesn't exist porn-wise, it'll be made?
No, that's Rule 35.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 60, 30, I get it mixed
up. Get your rule book out, Fleetness.
I actually wanted to get all of those rules and just print them into book format with one page per rule.
You should sell them to your friends.
Explains illustrations. Yeah, that explains how it works and that sort of stuff, and then like sell it on Amazon.
Diagrams, you and mechanicals.
You should sell it to your friends at school. Oh no!
Fuck off!
I guess I mean your cousin. Does your cousin go to school with you?
No,
we're in the same grade.
So he doesn't come over to your house and your mom.
Actually, no, he's 2 years older than me.
Does he
still
go to
the same grade?
Does he go to a real school?
Yes.
So is that how you learn about the outside world?
Well, it depends. Do you consider a Christian school a real school?
Kinda.
Like
half a one.
He goes to one of them. I mean, he goes to half a school.
Yeah.
So I looked up these rules of the internet, and they're like dumb. Except like 39 and 40 are respectively caps lock is cruise control for cool, and even with cruise control, you still have to steer. And I don't know. I like wordplay. One of them has to do with, like, if you like anything Japanese at all, you're a weeaboo, and I can get behind that. I hate those weeaboos.
I hate those Japs.
Wait, does that mean mean Kyle's a weeaboo? Because he said he likes Japanese, like, aesthetics.
Yes.
Kyle, I can't do no podcast with no weeaboo.
I'm also a furry.
That's why Orion hates you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gay.
Kyle, so I can't do a podcast with just some anime faggot.
I'm gay, and I'm also black. And I'm
the worst.
I'm also
very thin.
I'm also a woman. and I'm Asian.
A black Asian.
Mm-hmm. A Asian.
I'm also,
Gil Bames' joke.
I'm also a Muslim.
Well, I can get behind that.
I hate freedom. I'm a misogynist, but I'm a woman. I hate women.
Well, if you believe the 99.9% of the comments on female MRA things, that would be a thing.
I'm a pescatarian.
So you do pest control?
Yep. I kill the bugs, I give them to Matt, and then he sells them out of a briefcase.
On the street. On Silk Road.
I would think it means you eat bugs.
And for some reason, he just yells Rolexes.
He sells carpenter bugs, and he uses them to make armor.
The image of Matt selling bugs on the Silk Road is funny.
Yeah.
Yes, no?
He's literally just standing on a sheet of silk.
Yeah.
Made from silkworms.
With a briefcase full of stag beetles.
Pinned.
Oh, it depends if they're live. If they're live stag beetles, I would buy that.
They're live, but they're also pinned.
Fleenus, how much would you pay for a briefcase full of live beetles? Because, I mean, Christmas is coming around.
Depends on the beetles. If it's all stag beetles, I would probably pay about $20.
I'd love to see a video of a child paying $20 and getting a briefcase and opening it, and it's just a bunch of beetles inside.
But he's overjoyed. He loves it.
Yeah, they just crawl around on his arms, and he's like, "Aw, Christmas did come true."
He's throwing them in the air, like just rolling around in a pile of beetles.
Poker chips.
Well, I don't really need one.
Kids love beetles.
He dumps them onto the bed and starts rolling around in them.
Well, people love beetles. It's just a thing that beetles have a power over people who like weird things. Because you can't not like a beetle.
And Fleenus loves weird things. Let me tell you.
Send you some potato beetles.
Oh, no, not those.
Yeah.
those are the worst beetles. Not those.
One beetle.
Sean.
I can't stand.
Sean, don't be gross. Not the potato beetles.
Has to be stag. Stag or go home.
Sean, I didn't come here to listen to your filth.
What?
Potato beetles are profane.
My bee, Toll.
Oh. That's like one of the bad Adventure Time jokes.
What are the good Adventure Time
potato
jokes?
Potato beetles.
Yeah, it's like my beetle.
Hey, Fleenus, do you remember that time on Adventure Time when the horse was running around on the beach ball and he was like, "My name"? He just kept saying his name.
Yes.
That one's good. Good times.
Oh, what was his name? Oh, I forget what it was. Oh.
Hey, Fleenus.
Hmm?
Do you remember that time that the little elephant one was like, "I'm going to bake a pie"?
Tree trunks.
Tree trunk.
You remember?
Are you asking that as a, what does that have?
Do you remember?
Yes. But what does that have to do with anything?
It was a good time. It was a good time.
I didn't really like
You know,
like
Kyle,
the tree
I'm starting to think you're not very smart.
Hey, Fleenus. Fleenus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the time that the Ice King was all like, "Oh man, I'm as girl crazy as Sean. I have penguins"?
I saw that episode. That's
like every episode he's in. You bastard. Except for the ones that involve Marceline.
Hey, Fleenus.
Those ones are really good.
Dibs.
Hey, Fleenus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that time Marceline was like, "I'm going to play my bass guitar now"?
You're my dad eats my fast food.
Oh, my dad, he's such a jerk, but I love him.
Oh, that's what you should have done this whole episode. It should have just you singing, "Orion, why didn't you eat my fries?"
I think that's what Orion's singing about me.
Orion will be massively upset when Leland goes and grabs a guitar and goes into the closet and
PTSD.
Plays.
Yeah.
No, I'm just picturing an ongoing image of just Leland at the glass door going, "Kyle? Kyle?
He's never coming back, Leland. Let it go."
Oh, God. That's actually really depressing.
His call goes unanswered.
His Kyle goes unanswered.
Yep. Yep.
Wheels.
It's a damn shame. Well, guys, I don't know. I knew this wasn't going to be a good one. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It was a decent one.
I was going to say there have probably been worse ones, but I don't know if that's true.
The first half of last
there
week?
There have been worse ones.
Arguably the second half, too.
Oh, the second half was gold.
So nobody likes onions.
Episode 170 existed.
What was episode 170?
Meltdown.
Oh, that was when I flipped out about giving him a voice.
That one actually was the worst episode ever.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Was it my straw that broke that camel's back?
No.
It wasn't.
It was that, what's it called?
It wasn't.
Rafael Trujillo.
It wasn't really that, though.
Oh, it was, though.
It was.
Yeah, you're right.
He's out of the turtle team.
Yep, you're out. And I'm revoking your Mexican privileges. You're Venezuelan now. You've been demoted.
Like I said, they're both equally as bad, so.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, this isn't going to go anywhere else tonight, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably go to Old Man Sleep shortly anyway.
Yeah.
But Old Man Sleep is bad and not sleep.
It's how I get my power to podcast for you, Fleenus.
I'm not going to go to Old Man Sleep. I'll stay on and I'll keep chatting with people, but like. I mean, it stopped being a show a while ago. It started being after show probably 15 minutes in. So,
at what point did you stop recording?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's been 2 hours-ish.
That's a decent show length.
Yeah. It's too bad it's all filler.
It's not all filler. It's a filler. Decent show.
All filler, no thriller. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, and you can email Orion at the grave. You can leave us a voicemail, or me a voicemail. I got to stop saying us. You can leave me a voicemail at 616-328-5581. That's 616-328-5581. You know the rest of the stuff that you can do. And if you don't know, then figure it out, man. That's why we have a website.
Yeah. Or go to alphacounter.com.
Yeah, Sean, you want to plug anything?
Propaganda. Yeah,
I just did.
Go to alphacounter.com. Let me know what's happening over there, because I can't figure it out on my own. Email Fleenus. Let him know.
Email me at littlebabyboyflinus@xe.215618265xxx capital x_xz12123.onion.
Yeah. Check out Hatman in the Morning. It's Flinus's least favorite of Sean's podcast.
And that's saying something.
Arguably, it's my least favorite also.
Check out the Body Dysmorphic Clowns or whatever the new pod toy is.
Yeah.
Body Dysmorphic Clowns.
That would be a better name.
It would be.
Just clowns hacking off body parts.
Yeah. A clown looking into a funhouse mirror.
Oh, God. Flinus is transforming into his final form.
He's wolfing out. It's a full moon.
All right. Yeah, that's a podcast. It's over.
Yeah.
Just like my life, Mom. Bang. Okay.
Wham.
Word.